The committee's focus was the 187 minutes between Donald Trump finishing his White House speech to the followers he'd summoned on January the 6th and his eventual video message calling on the rioters to go home after they'd breached the Capitol. More evidence was presented that Trump wanted to join the protesters and that he got into a heated argument with Secret Service agents who refused to take him. But now we got a suggestion about why they refused from a security official who chose to remain anonymous.
I don't know if you want to use the word insurrection, coup, whatever. We all knew that this would move from a normal, democratic, you know, public event into something else.
Having been rebuffed, Trump retired to the White House dining room, where he remained for over 2.5 hours. The call logs are blank for that time, and the official White House photographer was prevented from entry. But Fox News was displaying the unfolding chaos a few kilometers away. Witnesses say Trump made no effort to intervene during that time, but was well aware of what was unfolding.
Are you aware of any phone call by the President of the United States to the Secretary of Defense that day?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Are you aware of any phone call by the President of the United States to the Attorney General of the United States that day?
No.
Are you aware of any phone call by the President of the United States to the Secretary of Homeland Security that day?
I'm not aware of that, no.
Those in the White House were growing more alarmed, desperate to get the president to do something. So were Trump's children, his closest allies, the Republican leadership in Congress, even Fox News hosts, but to no avail. On Capitol Hill, members of the vice president's security detail say they were terrified.
The members of the VP detail at this time were starting to fear for their own lives.
But instead, Trump tweeted an attack against Mike Pence that inflamed the crowd further.
It looked like fuel being poured on the fire.
Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka, managed to get her father to agree to call on his supporters, quote, to stay peaceful, but only after protracted negotiations.
I mean that the president did not want to include any sort of mention of peace in that tweet.
The committee argued that only when it was clear that any attempt to stop the vote certification would fail and that the National Guard was on its way did Donald Trump speak. But even then, he refused to use the prepared statement.
It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace.
See, I can't see it very well.
And the next day, as he addressed the nation, Trump still would not concede.
But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
The committee's argument is that Trump broke the oath of office by not acting on January the 6th. That he didn't just fail to act, he chose not to act. And the committee will hold more hearings in September to make the argument that Trump isn't fit to ever hold office again. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.